Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Stop expecting people to think the way I think and start leading people to think the way I think. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Welcome back to the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I am your co-host, Meredith, and today I'm joined by...
It's me!
Yours truly, T-Bone.
I made a very inappropriate joke to Meredith, and she's laughing.
I'm not laughing. You're laughing.
Yes, because I'm a child.
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm excited. Last podcast we're recording for the day, so the day's almost done and all of that. What are we going to talk about today,
after
Meredith?
After a whole day of work.
What are we going to talk about
got
today?
Got a couple things. Today's episode, we are going to talk about... being the leader of your practice and coaching the habits that you want to create the practice that you want.
Yep, absolutely.
And so I think people forget that what they coach and them being the leader is kind of what resonates for the entire practice.
I call
practice.
It, we got to coach critical thinking.
Oh, CCT. Okay. Well, before we get into today's episode, I have a Google review of 3D Dentists. This says, world-class education and facility with exceptional teachers and support team. The entire 3D team goes the extra mile to make sure that students are prepared to succeed in the office on Monday.
Perfect. Short and sweet.
Yeah. World-class education. That's very kind.
That is very kind.
Well, let's get into today's episode. Leaders coaching the habits that they want and training their team. That's training your team to think the way you think. I think that's what is hard for people is they have to have the vision for the culture to move in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of comments and thoughts on this, so let's kind of go into it.
Okay.
And lead
let's
me
break
along.
It down.
First, I believe the most important role that we each play in a practice is to establish leadership and culture. If we don't establish leadership, we will have a headless monster that just keeps moving along with no direction, and one day you'll end up where you don't want to end up, okay? Mm-hmm. Although Christopher Columbus ended up in America, so that might be a good thing. You never know. And the other thing that has been very eye-opening for me in the last decade has been to stop expecting people to think the way I think and start leading people to think the way I think. And that has been critically important for me.
Yeah.
And that's really what I'd like to dive into.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think when you realize that people can't read your mind.
I don't understand why they can't read
my mind. I know,
and
you get so frustrated with this. But when you realize that, one, they haven't been taught this way. They don't look at things this way. They're not business-minded. They're basically looking at what they do day in and day out, and that's the patient. They've always been taught put the patient first and, you know, to do the procedure and move on to the next one. You know, it's hard for them to think in a different mindset. So unless they've been trained or coached to think that way, it's nearly impossible for them to read your mind because you think a different way.
You said something important there. You said the word coach. And I think
oftentimes we think of leaders as this, you know, out front.
Yeah.
And really a leader is just a coach.
Right.
You know, as somebody that's coaching or lifting people up.
Yeah.
So that way they can lift other people up, right?
Yeah.
And so really we have to, it starts with having a leadership coaching mentality, mm-hmm. okay? Having a purpose of what you're trying to accomplish. And then the real important part is you got to make the time for it.
Right.
And I think that's where most of us make our mistakes, is that we don't make the time for this coaching. And oftentimes, I'm going to give you some examples, okay?
Yeah.
We try to do this. Making the time doesn't mean setting up meetings. I think meetings are not necessarily the best way to make time for this. I think one of the best things that's happened, and why Megan is so effective for me and sometimes drives me crazy, is that she's been living in my office,
mm-hmm.
right? And so by living in my office, she's literally hearing everything I do and seeing everything
yeah.
I do, whether I come in and mumble to myself, whether I come in and bitch and moan about something, whatever it is, she's hearing that. And what that showed me a few years back was that really what I should start doing is having people just sit next to me and me having verbal diarrhea and just regurgitate everything that I'm thinking, you know, as I'm looking at the schedule. So I'll give everybody an example. One of the things I went over in the mastermind was what I think the dentist should be doing. I think the dentist should be looking at 1 day, 7 days, 14 days, and 30 days out on their schedule. And you should have whoever your scheduling lead is, whoever is most in charge of your schedule, whether that's your office manager, whether that's a front office person, whether that's your assistant,
treatment coordinator,
whoever it may be, that person should be there for that 15 minutes that you look at your schedule 1 day, 7 days, 14 days, and 30 days out, and they should be asking questions, and you should be nonstop talking about what you're thinking when you look at the schedule. Like, what is this? Why is this here? Here's what I need for this. Here, let me write down what this is. Literally just have them be a fly on the wall as you think, and do your thinking out loud so they can start learning and seeing and hearing from you exactly what you're thinking. That's the best way to get people to think the way you think, is to literally think out loud. And the other way I've done this in the past is with sedation patients. I've done this with our assistants. I'll literally think through a procedure. Why am I doing this? Why am I changing to this drill? Why am I looking at this? How do I know I want Viscostat now? How do I know I want Expacil now? How do I know I want these things now? And I literally just talk out loud through all of these procedures. And that to me is coaching. Okay, it's right. intentional. And that to me, coaching is leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because leadership ultimately is influence. And, you know, you need to influence your people and you got to coach them. And then, you know, I always talk about critical thinking. Make mistakes. It's safe to fail around me. It's safe to make mistakes. Unless you're Meredith or Caroline, then you can't. Especially
no,
for Caroline.
I was going to say that. I was going to say making it available to come in and sit in your office and say, oh my gosh, listen to what I just said. How could I have said this better?
Yeah.
But if we didn't feel safe to come say, oh my gosh, I just said this way, we would have covered that up and said, well, nobody heard me. I'll just act
right.
like it never happened, but we'll never get better. And one thing people always say to me is, well, I don't have Megan's or Liz's or Meredith's.
I didn't either.
I said, none of us came trained.
Yeah.
Megan was right out of hygiene school. Liz was out of, and I was an intern.
Yeah.
So none of us had any of those skills. We were slowly over time, picked them up and were trained and taught and coached.
Yeah, and that's about being around, being available, right? And so, like, for example, I'll use an example for Megan today. She said, so tell me, where are we supposed to put this 8-unit veneer case? I go, my answer wasn't, here's where we put it. My answer was, tell me what you're thinking,
yeah,
right? Because what I want to do is think about her thinking process, right?
Right.
And she said, you can skip the monthly meeting. I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. Instead, I'd rather come in on my day off.
Right.
And so for her, that was difficult to understand, but what that does is it helps reinforce to her my thought process. If she had asked me that question, I just said, oh, just do it on Thursday, June 2nd, you know, or whatever the date is, then I wouldn't have taught her anything, correct?
Yeah.
I would have just answered her questions. So, you know, and for those of you that have been to 3D dentists from courses I lead, I answer questions with questions.
Right.
Okay, because I want to teach you how to think. I want you to understand the process and the importance of critical thinking. So to me, the job of the dentist, whether you're an associate or an owner, okay, is to lead your team. But before you can lead your team, you got to lead yourself. You know,
right.
remember, you have to be very clear about what you're trying to accomplish. You know, I'm very clear. I want to work 5 days a month.
Right.
Okay.
And but you also are clear on what you, where you want your team to be, goals that are set, who is going to do what role, and you express that.
Yeah, but that clarity came from me being leading myself.
Right.
That my goal is
how
to
you
do
are
going to
get there.
Right. And then I reverse engineer what has to happen around me to get there. And then what I'm doing is for the short term, I'm taking the hit so I can coach Dr. Hetrick, I can coach Dr. Shake, I can coach Megan, Olivia, Whitney, Kelsey, yourself, whoever it is. I can coach these people to get the result I want so that I can be free to do what I want to do. You know, it's very hard to juggle and do all of these things at one time. I can't be doing I can't be doing dentistry and coaching and all of this other stuff. Something has to give.
Right.
Okay.
But when you get the return of having a trained Megan who can see consults for you when you're on vacation or out speaking or doing something like that, it makes the unproductive time more than productive because it is teaching her to do things when you aren't there.
Right. And that should be the goal legally because we have a dentist in the building. So part of that process is Megan at this point knows what records we need for hybrids, what records we need for implants, what records we need for cosmetic consults, what photos we need. And so she can gather
and
all this
generally
data.
Know whether it's a case you
yeah
would
she
be
can you know she
knowing.
Can say is it you know she can say is it a green light yellow light case you know is it a you know red light case she can kind of get there so she can kind of prepare the patient and she knows the costs of these things and that's an area that really shocks me in a lot of practices is that the team members don't know costs or the dentist doesn't know costs. And so that thing has to be there. And part of knowing costs and you know, again, I have a different view of all of this. I try to keep things simple is today Megan came to me and said, it sounds like you want this case to be this much. And I said, what makes you think that? She goes, well, I can kind of tell in your voice and the words you use and the questions you asked that you want to charge this much. And I was like, yes. And so she goes, but if I could get this, would you be okay with that? I said, yes. So that's the thought process, right? So you know, that's thinking. I work with the team and say, you know, when we have a case and I want to use the highest end lab, this is our bottom line cost. And here's why. When we have flexibility and the patient isn't that picky, we can use XYZ lab. This is the cost. You know, I kind of walk through that. I do this treatment, and then
that way, if the next time they'll think that way.
Yeah, we want them to think that. Right. Or I'll ask them the questions. Remember this. You know, tell me what you're thinking. Tell me how I should set the fees. I'll ask those questions.
Right.
And that's really the importance of sitting together with people. You know, is saying, tell me what you're thinking. Or like with Megan, and I keep talking about Megan a lot because that's who I deal with. But you know, I'll say, Megan, what are you thinking on this case? You know, tell me what you're thinking. And look, she's not a dentist.
Yeah.
But I want to hear her thoughts because I want to see how much has she picked up from me.
Right.
And I'm not saying my way is the right way, but my way is my way, right?
Yeah.
And if it's in my office, I want it done my way.
Right.
Then she'll say, well, what are you thinking? 4 implants, 6 implants. Then she'll say, well, what about, how can we, let's say the patient can't afford this. How can we phase this out?
Right.
And I would go, what are you thinking? She goes, well, maybe we could do left side, right side. I go, well, let me talk to you about that. See, in this case, we have a collapsed bite. I can't raise the bite on one side and not raise it on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's a situation where the bite was stable and didn't need any changing, we could break it up into sections like that. And then, and all of that. So that's where, you know, just asking the simple question, tell me what you're thinking, you know, tell me what you would do. Tell me how you would proceed with this. And that goes with associates as well.
Right.
You know, I was doing that with Shake this morning. I don't know if you were there, but I was doing with him this morning. He had a question about a case. I didn't just give him the answer. I said, tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Tell me your thoughts behind this.
So one thing I wanted to bring up was Rick came and asked Sully about a case last week and said, could we do ortho on this case? And he said, yeah, sure. I don't see why not. And then he called Hiba in and Hiba said, no, we're not doing ortho on that case. Hiba's in charge of all the ortho in the practice.
Right.
Hiba's met the patient. She said he wants a quick fix. He doesn't want to do 8 months of ortho. He's not going to wear the trays. And then we're still going to do porcelain at the end. She said, so let's just give him what he wants, the quick fix.
Yeah.
You would rather just do the veneers and be done. And Tim was in town and he said, this is why I like being around people who have trained their team to make these decisions.
Yeah. And
Sally said, great, we're not doing ortho. We'll do veneers.
Yeah. But that's Hiba didn't come with those. Hiba for sure didn't come with those skills, right?
Right.
those skills are trained from the mindset that I'm not a boss in my practice. I'm a coach.
Yes.
In my practice. Every moment I'm in the office, every moment I'm around team members,
right.
my job is to be coaching. Right. And that coaching doesn't mean that you're it just means that I'm.
Or you're telling them what to
do. I'm just speaking.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm telling them what to do.
No, I don't think you're telling them what to do at all.
I'm just going through my thought process. Hey, you know, on this case right here, I think we should have done this, this, and this. Next time, let's do this. Remind me of this. Or, hey, you know, what do you think about this? Do you think I could have done this differently? Yeah. I'll ask my assistant this every time after a case. How'd that case go? What do you think? What would you have liked to seen different? And getting that perspective, getting that, you know, and what's amazing, it's this vicious circle. Because when you ask people their opinion, then they give you their opinion, right?
Right.
And then sometimes they give you opinion when you don't want it. But sometimes they come and ask for your opinion.
Right.
But it's amazing. So, you know, I think we should all, what we should take away from this conversation today is that our role as a dentist, okay, first and foremost is to learn to lead ourselves, to get clear about what we want, okay? And then our second role is to constantly be a coach in our practice. You got to be coaching your front office team. You got to be coaching your hygiene team. You got to be coaching your assisting team. And you got to be coaching your sales team, which is your treatment coordinators and things like that.
And your associates.
And your dentist team.
Yeah.
Your clinical team. And so you got to constantly be coaching. That's why I don't believe in individual offices.
Right.
For dentists, I think we should all be in the same room.
It's good to hear each other's cases, look over them together.
To see what they're doing. Like, right. I like to see what is my associate doing when he doesn't have a patient?
Yeah.
You know, are they talking to each other? Are they not talking to each other? You know, what are they doing? Are they on the phone? You know, where are they at? And that's why we're all together. And that's why, if I could, I would keep having more team members live in my office too. But at some point, it's not big
it's
enough.
It's a little tight.
It's a little tight in there. And then more team members come in sometimes and they don't stop talking
and
to each other. And then when Caroline comes in, it's nonstop talk.
Well, and then more people don't feel welcome because there's not enough space for the ones. And that's another big thing is your door is an open door policy and catching up with those team members and on the unscheduled time,
right.
I think is what's most valuable, where you just say, you know, just come and sit.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can pick up on it. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get back up. I'm not going to stay today.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that's the best time is the unscheduled time.
That's the only time, really.
Yeah.
Because scheduled time has an agenda.
Well, monthly meetings, right.
But there's an agenda.
And we do some verbiage stuff. And that kind of thing.
Man, how many times have you had a conversation with somebody like, man, I wish I recorded that. Or that was great. I wish everybody heard that. And that's why, you know, at some point we got to start documenting what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We got to always be recording.
Just put a camera. Oh, you did have that at one time. I was just thinking just a camera in your office just to see the people in and out. And we could make like a time lapse of every day.
Yeah, But it's our job is to be a coach. It's if you want a different result in your practice, coach your team members, including dentists or whoever it is, coach them the habits that you want them to have. And that starts with you just talking out loud of what you're thinking. Sometimes maybe you shouldn't, but most of the time you should. So.
Yeah, making that clear.
Anything else, Mayor Bear?
No, I think if you are looking to become a better leader and you want to get clarity of what you want, our 6-month coaching program, the 3D Mastermind, would be great for you. You can apply at 3ddentist.com/application. And if you feel like you're already the leader that you want to be, but you're clear on what you want as a leader, but you're having a hard time relaying that to your team, our 3D boot camp would be a great place to bring your team.
Yeah. And if you're ready for clinical expansion and you want to add sleep apnea, do better orthodontics, dental implants, oral sedation in your practice, don't forget 3D Dentist has amazing clinical programs to help you grow your revenue engine in your practice. So thank you guys, and we will see you next week.